I have heard it said that animals have no emotions. It is often assumed that an animal's apparent show of affection is a ploy with an ulterior motive, so as to be assured of future feeding and hospitality. Obviously this can be the case, but not always. When I was in my early teens, I bought a minor bird. At first I was fascinated by it, as it promptly mimicked common household phrases, TV theme tunes, and even the vacuum cleaner. However, over the next few months, as my world rapidly expanded, I became more interested in the usual things that teenage boys do, like listening to pop music and meeting girls. My father, on the other hand, had recently retired, and it gradually evolved that he, quite enthusiastically, became the chief keeper of Jack, the minor bird. The years rolled by until one summer I was old enough to be trusted to look after our home on my own. My parents booked a 2-week holiday and left me in charge of the house, a soppy dog, and Jack. At first, Jack seemed quite happy. He ate his food, mimicked things, and swore at the dog. He probably thought my father had just gone shopping. However, after the first night, Jack never uttered another sound, and he refused all food. I knew miners liked company. I never left his cage for days. In desperation, the vet visited, and could give no real explanation or remedy, except to say that miners can become very attached to individuals. Unfortunately, we didn't realise just how much. After a week, Jack died peacefully from a broken heart. All my coaxing with food, all the companionship and warmth I offered was no good. It was my father he wanted. He was a good chap, my father,